BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Danny, I'm 26 and I'm from Croydon. You might not know this, but for one night only, I danced for Wagner of X Factor. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi! So, Danny, what happened with Wagner, please?
Well, I was doing a charity gig in Ayr in Scotland, and me and three of my friends were asked to be backing dancers for the wonderful Wagner. And I said yes, and we did a couple of dances to Ricky Martin tracks while he played the bongos and sang.
I didn't know he played the bongos.
I know, neither did I. That was a new experience.
What talent? Are you a professional dancer then?
Well, I do. I studied musical theatre and did performing arts, and I work for a theatre company now. So yeah, I can do a bit of dancing and singing and that.
And was that like the most famous person you've ever met?
I think it's up there. Yes. Yeah, I've met Dane Bowers. Wagner's probably the best one.
No,
I've
I was just trying to work it out. I just can't think. No one immediately springs to mind as being better than the other. But I'm trying to think of. I might need to write a pros and cons list.
I think Dane might slightly have the edge.
Did Wagner do She Bangs?
Yes, he did. And Live in the Vida Loca.
What would be on your pros list for Dane Bowers?
The Victoria Beckham song.
This tune's going to punish you.
He was in another level. That's legendary, Becky.
True.
Yeah.
They had some good songs.
Slightly chubby.
You'd get a good night's sleep.
What do you mean by that? I don't get it.
You would.
What? I don't understand. No, you wouldn't, because he'd be taking up more of the bed.
Oh.
It was funny, because I met Dane Bowers, and his mate was there, and he was called Wayne. So it's Dane and Wayne.
Wayne. It wasn't Wayne Bowers, his brother, was it?
No.
That would be awful. That's like Wayne Lowe that we had on before. Not brother with Zane.
The pros for Wagner, I'm thinking luscious locks.
Yeah.
Hairy chest.
Wagbo.
Wagbo.
Yeah, he wins. Because Dane Bowers hasn't got a comedy tribute act, does he?
No.
Whereas Wagbo was really good.
Yeah, it sounds like Wayne Bowers was the tribute act, though.
Maybe we should do Danebo. There's a gap in the market there.
What's he going to do? Just run around going, freak me. What's he going to do? Just running around scaring people going, let me lick you up and down.
Do you say stop? If Wagner phoned you now and said, I've got a gig tomorrow at the O2, would you go and dance for him?
I'd say yes, of course, Wagner. I would be delighted.
But it's probably not going to happen.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
Thanks for introducing the show today.
You're welcome.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Thank you, Danny. With two eyes, I like that in a Danny. Probably a smiley face over one of the eyes when she writes it down. Would you like to introduce the show tomorrow? Be my guest. Send me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send me your name, age, number and brilliant fact about yourself.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, coming up, we've got 24 Years at the Tap End. That's going to be at 5:15 tonight. Innuendo Bingo is in your life again at 6:15. And after 4:30 this afternoon, did each of you hear your homework?
Yes.
That Mr. Mills gave out yesterday.
I did, because I'm a SWAT.
And you were listening to the show yesterday, yeah?
Yeah.
Were you? On your day off?
Well, because I couldn't find the podcast, so I listened to the actual show.
Right. So you weren't in a French hypermarché buying those pointless little bottles of L'Alsace beer, or whatever they're called, with Greg James?
No.
As me and Moyles were speculating.
I went to the cinema yesterday in the afternoon, and I was the only person in there.
What did you see?
Muppets. What? What?
Any good?
It's all right, yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't expect, like, this can be my film review. If you don't expect too much, it's very funny. But if you think it's going to be amazing, you'll be disappointed.
Is it as good as Muppet Christmas Carol?
No.
Oh, I'm not interested. Did you hear your homework?
I did, yeah.
Okay. So Becky has done her homework and has recorded a version of what she thinks the new Justin Bieber track, Boyfriend, will sound like. The whole world doesn't get to hear it until Sunday night. So I think America, they can get it on Sunday night. They'll be able to hear it. We'll have it on Radio 1 next Monday. Nobody knows the lyrics. Nobody knows anything about the song. or what it's going to sound like. This is a bit like we did with Born This Way, Lady Gaga, where we had to guess what they sounded like. And mine was the nearest, when she recorded the country version.
Yeah.
So we hear what Becky thinks Justin Bieber's Boyfriend track sounds like after 4:30. I cannot wait.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So yesterday, if you missed it, I learnt two quite major things, actually, after I made a huge error with my mum's Mother's Day treat, or one of them. Did you hear this yesterday?
Mm.
I took my mum to have her eyebrows tinted, didn't ask any questions, and before you know it, I threw her down in the chair, and the nice Vietnamese lady was tinting them, and came out with a dark black monobrow. It's like someone had just sharpied her eyes. Constant look of surprise. Did you hear that yesterday, Chris? It's very me, that, isn't it?
Yeah,
do you know
very
what I mean? You've known me for a few years. You know that, like, I would just... I didn't ask any questions about the colour. I was like, yeah, it's fine. And they're just awful, just really black.
Did she not ask any questions?
No, but she didn't have time.
Well, she was sedated at the time.
No, I was like, just get in the chair. Come on, let's get it done now. You know me, I've got no patience. So I'm like, go on, go in the chair. Go on, in the chair.
Yeah, but if it's happening to you, oh, bless her, she must have been quite flustered.
She wanted to do it, but before you know it, they put the dye on her, and it's like, oh, God, someone's permanent marked her eyebrows. Anyway, I decided to make it up to her on yesterday's show by getting her absolute favourite singers to call her up and kind of say sorry. And this is what happened. Mum, right, who are your favourite singers?
Favourite? What, now?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh. I've always liked Take That.
Yeah. Apart from Take That, who's your favourite? You told me before that you really liked them.
Celine Dion,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, apart from Take That and Celine Dion, who's your favourite singers?
I like Ollie.
Ollie Murs?
Yeah, I like Ollie Murs.
Okay, apart from Take That, Celine Dion, Ollie Murs, who is your absolute favourite singers? You've met one of them.
JLS.
Yes!
Yeah,
at last! And Mum, here they are.
What, JLS?
Right, that was a slightly awkward moment. So JLS are hanging on the line, waiting and waiting and waiting as my mum goes through her favourite artists. But they are there. JLS are my mum's fourth favourite musical act, as they found out while they were hanging on the line.
She went, your mum goes, what, JLS?
Take That, Celine Dion. Quite like Ollie. Just so JLS!
And they heard all of that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they were hanging on the line.
Hello? Awkward. You can't talk. You told Pixie True. Lott where to go last week.
Yeah. Also, another thing that I'd learnt is that me and my mum have exactly the same dirty laugh. And I hadn't thought about it until I heard this on the call we made yesterday. Same. I'm turning into my parents. Won't be long before I have glasses and a fleece that I wear all year round, even in the summer. Listen. Oh no.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now the brand new Justin Bieber song is going to be out in America on Sunday night, and you will hear it on Radio 1 next Monday. Our task this week, each of us, and you can have a go as well, is to try and work out what Bieber's new song will sound like. We have no lyrics, we have no music. Nobody knows what this is going to sound like, apart from him and some engineers and probably his mum. All we know is that the track is called Boyfriend. So we're each having a go at what we think the song is going to sound like before anyone hears it on Monday. So Becky's had a go today.
Yep.
And thank you if you've been sending in yours and what you think Justin's track is going to sound like. We can play some of those. If you want to get yours to me, record it on your phone or whatever, and email it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. So, Boyfriend, what do you think it's going to be like?
Well, I'll give you a little brief idea of what I think the sort of lyrical, the way he's going lyrically.
Yeah.
Boyfriend, I think he doesn't want to be my boyfriend.
Why would he not want to be?
He doesn't want to be tied down to me. He's just turned 18. He's got, you know, the world is his oyster.
Plenty more fish.
Yeah, all the ladies. Why would he want to just be with... I mean, why wouldn't he want to be with me? But it's Justin Bieber, so he might have other people that he wants to...
You're saying he's got a lot of options.
Yeah.
Okay, can we hear this?
Yeah.
You got the fever, fever for the Bieber. He'll love you and he'll leave you, he's a diamond geezer. You got the fever, fever for the Bieber. He'll love you and he'll leave you, he's a diamond geezer. You got the fever, fever for the Bieber. He'll love you and he'll leave you, he's a diamond geezer. You got the fever, fever for the Bieber. He'll love you and he'll leave you, he's a diamond geezer.
Everywhere I travel, all around the world, all the ladies scream out, we all wanna be a girl. They say, Justin, we're all lusting for you, Justin, cause my name's Justin. I say, ladies, I'm happy to help you with that. I'm your fellow tonight, but we'll leave it at that, cause tomorrow, you'll have sorrow. Please don't follow, I'm gone tomorrow.
Not your boyfriend, boyfriend, boyfriend. I've got too many girlfriends, girlfriends, girlfriends. I'll only break your heart, I'll cop off with a tart. When it's all gone dark, on a bench in the park. I'm not your boyfriend, boyfriend, boyfriend. I've had 9 girls this weekend, weekend, weekend. I can't remember them all, but I sure had a ball. I don't know what they're called. One of them said she's called Paul.
Paul?
Yeah.
He's not fussy, is he?
Is that he's a bit of a player.
Right.
And
9 in a weekend is quite a lot. Is that more than Ken Barlow?
Oh, I'd have to get my calculator out to work that one out. He's not saying every weekend, is he? He's just...
No, just some.
What do you think?
Yeah, I really like it. I like the rhymes that you spit.
I'm not your boyfriend, boyfriend, boyfriend. I've had 9 girls this weekend, weekend,
that
weekend.
That is a lot.
I can't remember them all, but I sure had a ball. I don't know what they're called. One of them said she's called Paul.
What do you think, Chris?
I really like it. So weirdly, sounds familiar a bit.
Yeah, I'm just saying, has he not released something with the same melody before?
Yes, but here's the thing. Do you know what? I think he's got to the point where he is now so huge that he can do whatever he wants.
So you think he's just going to re-release that song with different words?
Yeah. Well, it's still going to be number one, isn't it? No one's going to complain. He could release, like, the whole 3 minutes of Trumps and no one would, you know. Yeah.
Imagine
that would still get to number one, wouldn't it?
Imagine if Bieber did
and
just...
And I was like...
and I was like... Yeah, you're right, it would.
Well, it's the thing, isn't it? You reach a certain level of fame...
But the whole world is waiting for this. You can't just release Baby again with different words, can he?
Works for some people.
He can. And this rhyme this rhyme will still be in there, I guess.
Everywhere I travel, all around the world, all the ladies scream out, we all want to be a girl. They say, Justin, we're all lusting for you, Justin, because my name's Justin.
Now, it's hard to get things to rhyme with Justin, and some of the best rappers actually rhyme the same with the same.
That is true.
Yeah?
Can you think of an example?
That one off Pussycat Dolls where he goes, back in the Magnum.
Back in the Magnum. You see, it doesn't matter. You can do the same one twice, and that's what you've done right here.
Everywhere I travel, all around the world, all the ladies scream out, we all want to be a girl. They say, Justin, we're all lusting for you, Justin, because my name's Justin.
It is more than Ken Barlow.
It doesn't quite scan either, but I think that adds to it.
It's blatantly more than Ken Barlow, I've decided, by the way, even with my rubbish knowledge of maths. Right, so that's what Becky thinks Boyfriend, the new Justin Bieber track, will sound like. I know what you mean about the singing as well. The rapping was sublime.
Sorry,
the singing,
if it detracted from it a bit.
Singing, not so much.
There are a lot of annoyed dogs out there at the moment.
Who shall have a go tomorrow? It's going to be me tomorrow, I think. Yeah. So my version of Justin Bieber's Boyfriend, before anybody hears it, what I think it will sound like tomorrow on this show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right. So you're fine rhyming Justin with Justin on your... what you think Justin's song will sound like. Look at Pitbull, Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide. Rhymes Kodak with Kodak.
If it works for him, it's good enough for me.
If it's good enough for Pitbull, do you know what I mean? Now, yesterday we asked you to send in some. Just record them on your phone and send them in to me. If you want to do your own version of what you think Bieber's new song will sound like, send it to me on email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Glenn has done that. He's from Norfolk. And he's done it to the same tune again. So loads of people think that Justin's just going to release Baby again with different words. Now, I think Glenn recorded this in his van. I don't think Justin recorded Baby in his van. But do listen. The best bit of this is when Glenn gets a phone call towards the end of the recording. But still sent it in. He didn't feel the need to redo it.
I could be your boyfriend tonight. I said I could be your boyfriend.
Hello?
No, I don't know. Maybe I would have edited that bit off.
Or is that his ringtone and he was just singing along and he thought, oh, brilliant, I can just take this?
Or maybe it's maybe it's in the song, you know, like in I Need You Tonight by Professor Green. Hello?
Hi, babes.
That one.
I could be.
Maybe it's in there.
Boyfriend.
It's supposed to be.
Nice. I said I could be your boyfriend tonight.
Simone. Hello?
I would quite like to hear the next bit of that phone call from the other end. All right, Glenn, what are you up to? nothing, just, you know, in my van. Come on. Email me if you've got your own version of what Bieber's song will sound like. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just record it on your phone and send it in, simple.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Something I forgot to mention, everybody. Have you heard about this? You know these fancy new lights we've got in the studio?
Which are nice,
yeah, they are quite
it's
nice.
Colours.
A lot of colours. There's quite a cool remote control, which I can't find now. There it is, the one that the speaker's got it. And what you do is just rotate the wheel. Ooh. Oh, you've turned it off now, that's it. You rotate the wheel and the lights change colour. So you literally go round and round and round with the wheel. And as your finger touches the wheel, they go blue, purple, red, blue, green, yellow, whatever colour. It's a little bit of... hurts your eyes a little bit after a while, doesn't it? How are you finding them?
Well, I like it when I watch the chart show on Sunday nights from 6 till 7 with Reggie Yates.
They're but a bit they're
when
a
you're
bit
actually
mobile.
Working with it, it's a bit like...
They're a bit mobile disco, which I quite like.
Filled with Ritzes.
Yes, yeah. That's it.
That's not a bad thing.
No,
we've
it's
got
not
carpeted walls as well. We are in a 70s nightclub.
Yeah. I feel like I am in some kind of nightclub, which is fine. What we need now is a revolving dance flow. I went to a club with one of those recently.
Amazing.
Basildon. Anyway, do you know who put these lights in? A guy called Adam, who works upstairs. Now, he is a techno freak, and he wanted these in the studio because he's already got something very similar at home.
Hey?
He's so cool that he has these lights at home that go on and off when you clap your hands. Wow. That is smooth, right? How slick is that? I imagine he also has a fireplace with a remote control. So many remote controls in his house. And obviously a bed that falls down from the wall. Well, not falls down, it kind of smoothly manoeuvres itself down. Like, if it fell down...
Yeah, that's just someone who lives in a one-bedroom.
Yeah.
Like,
not quite
a bedsit where it's like you have to put it up in there.
Do you have to do claps to do all of it, though? Is there
well,
like,
here's the thing.
One clap for bed.
Here's the thing. When he ordered them... he got them fitted and he thought it'd be like, you know, you'd invite a girl back or whatever, it'd be like, they've gone off. But you don't clap twice, you have to clap three times,
oh.
Which is not as smooth because it sounds like you're giving her a round of applause. Three.
A slow hand clap,
yeah,
it's like you boarded an aeroplane late.
Three, like two, it's
slick. Welcome aboard, sweetheart.
Two is slick, right? It's like, and they're off.
Even
and
that's
on.
A bit like no, no,
I think
no,
two
no.
is good.
No. Imagine like you go back. No,
why not?
I don't know any girls that would go back to a bloke's house. Welcome into the bedroom. The fact is, that's like a bit river dance, isn't it? Like a double clap.
Still better than. He has to do three, and it didn't say that when he ordered them. He's a bit upset. And the worst thing is when Friends comes on, and the lights go off. They do. Every time the theme tune to Friends is on, lights off. So if anyone knows where you can get one to where it's just two claps, that's a lot more R&B and a lot slicker.
That's a lot more subtler for his seduction routine, though. If he just sticks Friends on, then it does it automatically rather
Whoops.
Than him standing there doing
Ooh, the
that.
Lights appear to have gone off.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I was at this drinks thing the other night, and I met this girl who writes magazine articles. She writes for, like, Heat sometimes and More. And we got chatting, and she's really nice. And she knows loads of people that I know, turns out, just through various acquaintances. And then she says to me, didn't you used to do a show on T4? It was on, like, before Hollyoaks. And I was like, yeah, ages ago. It was a show I used to do called Planet Pop. No one really remembers it.
Any good?
Was it any good? We used to have live performances from people like Steps. So, yes, it was.
Mm.
And she goes to me, these are her actual words. Yeah, I remember that. I think I used to fancy you. In fact, no, I did used to fancy you. And I was like, cheers.
What, because she doesn't fancy you now?
Well, that's what she's saying.
Well, she probably does.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, no, I think she probably does.
It's quite clear that she doesn't.
But it takes guts to say that.
She's not, I think I used to fancy you. Oh, no, I definitely did. But now I've clearly lost it now.
Why didn't you? Did you say to her, well, what's wrong with me now?
No, because that makes me feel, like, insecure in the conversation. I don't mind telling you on national radio. Do you know what I mean? Have you ever had that kind of knockback where you're like, ow?
Where someone said, I think I used to fancy you.
Yeah, it kind of says to me that I'm past my best. Do you know what I mean?
No, I think she just wants to let her feelings out, and I think you should go for it. I think you should chase that.
Yeah, I agree. I'd be pleased if someone said I used to fancy you, because it means that...
At one point, they did.
Yeah.
See, I like it that you're turning it into a positive, and I've completely turned that into a negative for myself.
You make it sound like the way you're acting is that people throw themselves at you all the time, and you're sweetheart, I don't need to know if you fancied me back in 2004.
Not at all. It's just, I was a bit like, oh, well, thank you. Do you think she still does?
You look younger now than you did in 2004, so...
How is that possible?
Only you know that. Cost you a few quid.
As if I'm going to reveal the secret recipe.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Amanda off Manchester says, it's not that you're past your best. Maybe she just realises that she'd be punching above her weight now. I have to convince myself of these things to try and justify being single. All right, Amanda. Hi, Ali. Oh, hi, Ali.
Hi.
Ah, I thought you'd gone for a minute. Right, so you just sent a text in saying that you also used to fancy me on TV show Planet Pop on Channel 4.
I only just remembered when I heard it on the radio then.
Was it? I'll tell you what I think probably drew you to me.
Yeah.
You actually just said that.
No. It was the way that I had my hair spiked up with that extra hard gel.
Like Scott from Five.
Yes, same hair. I actually modelled my hair on Scott off of Five.
Yeah.
And the makeup woman used to twist it into those little twirls that I had on my head.
Yeah.
It was a good look.
That was definitely it, I think.
Was it also the double denim that you enjoyed? Sometimes triple.
You're wearing that today, though. That hasn't changed.
The second half, the bottom half isn't denim.
Oh, is it not?
No.
I thought they were. Ali, why? Can I just ask why you don't fancy Scott anymore?
I'm not saying that I don't fancy Scott anymore. I just think these days, perhaps, the chances are slim.
I don't agree.
Oh, okay.
Here comes Chris.
I think what she's saying is, in the old days, you were more accessible. Because, you know, you're doing so well now with your radio show and all that, that maybe it's harder to get hold of.
I don't think that's true.
Are you saying she's still you're still up for it?
Oh, me?
No, Scott.
Oh, Scott.
I think that Ali's realised that it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. Which she might not have known then.
No.
I understand what you're saying. Totally. And I'm sorry about that.
I'll get over it, Scott.
Yeah, it sounds like you already are. But thanks for the comments about my Scott from Five hair. I'm so glad someone noticed, like 10 years on.
That's okay.
Love you, bye.
Love you too, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC
Radio 1. It's that time again. It's your favourite part of the week. It's time for 24 years at the tap end. Tuesday at work or college or school or uni is off. And tap end... is on. What are you saying today?
I'm saying we go to the 17th year again.
If you've never heard this before, my friend Chris here is writing his autobiography, or as he calls it...
Autobiography.
Because he can't say biography. And he's doing it because, let's face it, everyone else has.
Yeah, we sort of miss Christmas rush, though.
Yeah, we've got next year, it's all fine.
Yeah.
So, sixth form today.
Yeah, end of sixth form. I went to a sixth form at school, and that's what we're going to talk about. Basically.
Okay.
Ready. I'm now ready.
You're ready, yeah?
I'm ready.
I am ready.
And I suppose you're both keen. I haven't even asked, but...
Yeah, don't ask.
Right.
I like the way you assume I'm keen now, you don't...
Well, are you?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, don't assume it. That's just...
My time at high school was full of ups and downs. I had successfully gained qualifications to both the GCSE and SAT standard... and I was waiting for A-level results later in the summer. I had learnt a lot at my time at school,
I had organised a small revolution and learnt two languages, amongst other things.
Remind me of the revolution again. This is brilliant.
It was the canteen boycott
yeah.
that I organised.
Why?
Just because we wanted lower prices in the canteen.
Did you see one of our listeners, I can't remember who it was, but they tweeted the other day saying, you do realise today is the 10th anniversary of the school canteen boycott.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
People remember that stuff.
Yeah.
They must be keen. It was a highly productive part of my life. Graduating from upper school to sixth form had been a largely positive experience, symbolised by a uniform change. Up until sixth form, my school uniform was standard, but in the sixth form, we were allowed to wear our own suits, as long as it was smart.
Yes, you've made it. And did girls wear girl suits?
Well, it was a boys' school.
Ah, okay, that's...
There were girls that we were introduced to.
Yeah.
For some of the lessons, we joined up with the girls' school.
And what were they wearing, like lady suits?
Do you know what was weird? I think they were still in uniform. I think they had a hard time in the sixth form, but they had to stick to... I think it was a more casual uniform, but all the same a uniform. To be honest, I didn't really care.
So did you buy the suit or did you just hire it?
Did you get it off the hiring places where you normally go for prom?
Even though this was a sign of independence...
Didn't even answer us.
My mum bought my suit, and it was one of those she claimed I'd grow into. Sorry. I never did.
I think you've stopped growing, haven't you, once you get to, like, 17, 18? Your arms aren't going to suddenly grow a few inches.
Someone told me the other day that once you get to 25, you're dying every day.
Your ears keep growing, don't they?
Technically, you're dying from 25 onwards.
That can't be true.
I don't know.
It is in the eyes of Radio 1. It's not Matt Edmondson told me.
I'm in the winter of my life. You will do the right thing and put me in a home, won't you?
Yeah. Good. With all the other Radio 1 DJs.
Thank you.
By sixth form, we had freedom of the city of Watford. We could go anywhere we wanted, as long as we were back in time for our lessons. And generally, we were all given a bit more respect from the teachers. Growing up in a boys' school, meeting girls had been an issue. But thankfully, some of my classes in sixth form had seen my first proper daily interactions with girls since my primary school. See, my primary school was a mixed school.
Oh, right, so you had experience with girls before?
I did have previous experience, luckily.
Was that just like kiss chase, though?
Yeah.
I don't know if that still works by the time you get to uni. You need to have developed a different tactic. You can't pick up where you left off at 11. Otherwise they might think you're slightly odd.
Although looking back, I probably didn't handle them correctly, it had set me up nicely for my time that was to come at uni. I learnt that leaving talking to a girl you like to the very last psychology lesson you share with them is not a great strategy and leads to awkward chat. Also, it's worth investing time checking that if you text a girl, she is not going out with the school's rugby captain.
Oh, did that happen?
I managed to avert that disaster by pretending I got the wrong number.
Talk me through that, please.
That was just a really awkward one. So there was this girl I quite liked in my psychology lesson, and I managed to get hold of her number, text her that night talking about work or something mundane like that. But what was weird is the number I'd got hold of through my mate Lewis, he'd given me her boyfriend's number, who was happened to also be sort of the rugby captain at our school, a guy called Don Barrell.
Hench.
He was hench and a half.
So what did you say in the text to what was the rugby bloke?
It was stuff related to work, but all the same, it was pretty see-through what was happening.
Did he say anything back?
He texted me back, yeah.
Saying?
Well, I'm a bit annoyed about this still, because obviously my mate Lewis has stitched me up there, right?
Yeah.
And I had to bail out of it going, oh, I got the wrong number, mate, I'm sorry, respect and all that, and try and bow down at his greatness.
But when he texted you back, do you think it was the girl texting you back?
No, because he put Don on the bottom of it. So I had strong suspicions what was going on at that point.
And you left it there, yeah?
Of course I did.
Did he at any point think that you were trying to have it off with his girlfriend?
I think he probably thought that.
Or him. You're not very good at spotting this. We talked about this with Dougsy last week, the holding hands thing.
I don't think Don was on, if that makes sense. No,
you're not
keen.
By sixth form, everyone had grown up a little bit more. Some of my friends left to go to college, but most stayed at school to give A-levels a go. We had a sixth form common room next to the canteen. It was pretty basic, to be honest, just a few chairs, a sofa. Everything else had been removed due to vandalism or theft. This did annoy me a bit, and I did get in trouble when I attempted to refurbish the common room with furniture liberated from the staff room. I don't know what I was thinking. It was a bad idea.
What'd you do? You just took stuff from the staff room?
Yeah, because I noticed they had coffee machines and stuff like that, and we weren't getting any in the common room, so I thought I'd have
You moved a coffee machine?
Yeah, I got a stereo out of there, which they didn't notice, but it was when I tried to go for the chairs and stuff that they saw me and my mates.
How did you get into the staff room in the first place?
Well, it's an open... Staff rooms aren't locked. It's an open door. You've just got to be bold.
Yeah, but how often... Is there not a member of staff in the staff
room? I know,
room?
That's the risk you got to take.
You must have had a few false starts with, like, oh, yeah, I've just come to
Sorry,
see
wrong door.
Mr so-and-so's in it.
I've learned, if you ever want to sort of take an... If you do it with confidence, people don't question it.
Do you know what? I've heard that, actually. A lot of people saying that the number one thing to be nicked from shops is, like, mattresses. Because if you walk out with a mattress under your arm, no one ever questions that you've nicked it. I'm not saying to do it.
Yeah, I'm not advocating
and
it.
And I'm not... I say it's a bad thing, but I have heard that before. Like, the bigger the thing, the easier it is to get it away, because...
However... A coffee machine is normally quite heavy.
Yeah.
Like, this is... Was it a vending machine?
No, it was just one of those desktop coffee machines.
Also, in the staff room, the number one thing that they're going to miss, coffee.
Straight away.
Yeah.
Also, for jokes, we took a portrait from in there, but that was just a stupid move because we...
A portrait of who?
Some old head teacher or something. I don't know, I just thought it would decorate the common room nicely.
And they noticed. Surprise.
Yeah, when they came into the common room, they spotted that and then knew that knew where the coffee machine had come from. And
did you do this single-handedly, or is there anyone else you'd like to dob in?
No, I better not name names.
I think you should.
Although that Lewis was one of them, and I sort of do owe him, like...
Right, so he helped.
I had made it through sick form. It had been an emotional ride, and tomorrow was to be the last day of school. And plans had been set in motion for the last day of school, a legendary day every year, muck-up day. One guy in our year, Lewis, was in charge of sorting muck-up day and had asked for volunteers to help with two projects that would outdo last year's last day.
What's muck-up day?
Is it like where you set loads of sheep free in, like, the school or, like...
Yes. I think everyone must have done this when they were at school and you've just got to try and remember it.
Is that just a Somerset thing where you let off sheep?
Well, Maybe we didn't have any in Eastleigh.
Did you not?
No.
You just do, like, random stuff, like... Get a cow into the, like, on the football pitch or something.
And set it free.
There are other non-animal ones that you could do. It's just that those are the ones that spring to mind.
Is this allowed?
Well,
no. That's the point of it.
Right, well, what was your one?
The first plan was to divert the traffic of the busy Rickmansworth Road in front of the school through the school grounds using a couple of traffic cones and some signs. The other was to release three sheep.
Yeah. Oh, God! I feel really left out.
Numbered 1, 2 and 4 in the school grounds and enjoy the chaos. It's basically where you just cause a bit of chaos on your last day of school to celebrate.
We didn't have it.
You must have had it in Eastleigh.
We didn't.
Or just, like, all swallow, you know those antacid tablets which foam in your mouth? If everyone has one of them, like, during the lesson, and just foam. That's quite scary for a teacher if, like, 30 people will start
foaming in the mouth.
With, like, this sort of uber minty smell.
Logistically, everyone seemed unsure where we would get the sheep. But a guy called Jack was confident he could make this happen. I did think it was a bit over the top, but all the same, it was important our year left its mark. As always with these kind of things, though, the teachers got wind of it. And that afternoon, an announcement was made in the common room that in fact today was going to be the last day of school, and that after lunch we were free to go home. It was a cunning move on their behalf, and we hadn't planned for it. This scuppered plans to get hold of livestock or organised diverting traffic the following morning. It forced our hand to create a last-minute muck-up day. We gave it a go, but there was nothing clever about it. We moved all outside benches and bins into the sick form common room and lobbed a few stink bombs about. But after lunch, people started to make their way home. Weirdly, for one of the first times ever, I realised I didn't really want to leave school. If you are listening to this as an audiobook, press play on emotional music.